People, back at it again, another week. This was a week, right? We started back school this week. So, this episode is about surviving and thriving the first days of school. And I am currently doing that, right? So, what does this mean? To be honest, there is no perfect plan when it comes to surviving and thriving the first days of school, but that doesn't mean you don't prepare and plan for a successful start. The biggest thing that you should be concerned with is the energy you're going to bring to the table, the energy you're going to bring to your school, into your classroom, and to your students. Take a moment and breathe. And think about how you are feeling. Just had your summer break. Are you worried about going back to school? Are you excited? Are you frustrated? Are you just ready to start the countdown? Have you ever had some of those teachers or teacher friends who, day one, they like, we got 181 days left? You'd be like, oh my God, it would just be so much better if you could just say, oh, one day down. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But are you going to be a countdown from day one? What happened over your summer break? Your energy is very important. And so I hope you guys were well rested. I hope you guys did not work your entire summer unless you just desperately needed to. But it's just a lot when you go and get your summer break, and then you're doing summer school, and then you're doing all the professional developments, and then you're doing all the other things that they call you in to do. And next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I gotta go back to work next week. So, hopefully you're ready, but let's talk about how can we survive and thrive during our first days. Do you know, on average, you will spend about 46% of your time at work in your school building. So think about that. 46% of my time, I want to be at least a little happy, right? If I'm spending almost half of my time somewhere, nearly half of the day is spent at your job. And so you don't want to be miserable. So what can you do to enjoy the experience and make it enjoyable for your students? That doesn't mean that you're not going to have some bad days. Trust me, they're coming. But let's not make every day a dreadful day. I remember my first job as an educator. And boy, I was working in corporate, and I don't even know if I barely gave those people a 2 week notice whenever I had to leave my corporate job to come into teaching. But I do remember I was just kind of anxious. I didn't know what to expect. I just know they gave me my classroom, gave me my computer, gave me my book, and said, honey, prepare because the children are coming. I will never forget that. It just is always in my head. And even when I thought about this week, the kids are coming back, the children are coming. So I had to fix myself up because I got a little emotional that first week, right? Because you just don't know what to expect, especially if you're a new teacher. What does that mean? The children are coming. And so they never explained that. And then you know that first day, oh, they are here. Okay. But remember, they're coming. So for me, I took the time to find resources and activities. I got online and just started getting excited about creating something new and bringing a different flair to teaching. And that is how I have embraced education every single day since. My educational journey is about being better than what I was yesterday. So, what will you bring to the table? What are you going to grab onto and focus on to have a thriving school year? Just think about it. What is it? It could be you want to make sure that you challenge your kids. Okay. You want to make sure that you provide opportunities for your students to explore. You may want to make sure that your students learn how to care for others and be kind, and you focus on that. For me, I wanted my students to see all the opportunities that were available to them, even the ones that were hidden or are hard to access, okay? So that's what drives me, right? And that's my get up and I go, and it helps me to just focus and thrive throughout my school year. So you really need to consider also your school culture and climate to adequately prepare for your first days of school. If you have one of those schools where it's a positive school climate and culture, then you may not have to do a lot of prep. Okay, let's just be honest. You probably are still going to have to do something for mental stability for those first few days, but maybe not a lot of prep. Well, what does that mean? If you have a school that has a staff, you know, the staff has treats when you come in and it's focused customer service and they treat you like you're a customer and customers are always first and it's a welcoming environment and they're very organized. Yes, that matters, right? Then it's not going to be as challenging for you, okay? You're going to have to do some planning. You're going to have to figure out what resources you're going to need. But your biggest concern, if that's your school's culture and climate, is you just got to prepare for your kids. Shaking off all the nervousness and organize your room and get your lessons together. Those are going to be the important things, right? But if you work in a school environment that is not focused on culture and climate, well, you have a little bit of a different experience. And like I said before, I'm just keeping it real in this segment. Not all schools are created equally, and it's time to have some real conversations around that. So you will not only have to prepare for your class if you're in a school that culture and climate is not the focus, and it may just be not the focus because they just don't have time for it to be the focus. And that's, you know, not a good thing as well, but it just depends on where we are in our journey, where your school is, and what work needs to be done. So your school may be financially deprived, right? And you can't get all those fancy things in your classroom. And there is no PTA right there waiting for you at the door to give you some treats, all right? And they might be struggling for just the bare basics. So how do you prepare for that? You're not going to have that welcoming committee. You got to get into your classroom. Look, some of y'all might not even have a key for your classroom day one, day two, or day three. So think about all of that. How do you mentally prepare for that? Your administration team may be struggling themselves, trying to figure out how to support you and keep the school running and open and flowing before these kids come in, right? So I call it operating in stress. But you know what? Whether you have a positive culture and climate or not, you still got to prepare. Because guess what? The children are coming. They are coming. So in both scenarios, please make sure, I think it's important for self-care. It has to be at the top of the list. Schedule some time to be alone, breathe, pray, meditate, whatever you do. But you're going to have self-care built into your day. Take a few breaks. Surviving the first day as a teacher can be exciting and challenging. And so here are some other tips that you can engage in, right? So remember in one of my episodes, I talked about Headspace. That is a free resource for teachers. So you can download that app. Trust me, you're going to need it. Back in my day, my first 2 years, I've been in this game for 17 plus years now. And we did not look, we were not talking about meditating and breathing and all the, you know, Oprah Winfrey stuff, right? My Super Soul Sunday and getting my life together. That was not existing 17 years ago. Well, now it's an actual thing. And so they have all of these tools and resources. So get that together so you can be prepared, right? So what else can you do? Some additional things to do. I've already said, planning. Just go ahead and start planning for your first day. Familiarize yourself with the curriculum. Get your lesson plans together. Get your openers, your brain teasers, all of that, icebreakers. Just have you kind of like a little stack of things that you can go to, your go-to, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You might show up on Monday and they have planned an assembly and they never told you about it until Monday. And so then your kids come back and y'all got 20 minutes left before they get on the bus. What you going to do in that 20 minutes? Just prepare is all I'm asking for the different scenarios that could happen. Establish a routine. Set clear expectations and routines for yourself, right? And your student, okay? You want to be, it needs to be a well-structured and organized classroom environment. This will help create a sense of stability for you and your students. It's very important to have those routines. Learn your students' names. Make an effort to learn your students' name as quickly as possible. Guys, I have, you know, been all over the place with this. Some years I'm quick with it, and then some years I'm like, oh my God, I can't. If I have to ask this child her name one more time, I know she's upset. I got to figure out how to, you know, identify and figure out who she is and call her name whenever I want to ask her a question. So just try to do whatever you can to get to know your students, and that creates a positive teacher-student relationship. Build your relationships, take time to get to know them, be flexible, okay? Prepare for the unexpected. Okay. You do not know what's going to happen those first few days. You don't know what challenges are going to happen. You don't know how many fire drills you're going to have to do and emergency plans you're going to have to do and whatever else the admin team has for you and your students. You just want to be flexible. Don't get into a situation where you've planned out this day and one thing happens and then you're just kind of, it has ruined you. You're like, oh my God, I don't even want to be here anymore. It's okay. Just breathe. Do your little meditation. Pout for a minute. Let it go. Just let's learn to let things go. Make sure you have some clear rules and expectations. Look to your student handbook to figure out what those rules and expectations are for your students and try to incorporate those in your first few weeks. Seek support. Don't be afraid to ask other teachers and mentors and school administrators to help you. It's okay for you to seek help. There are so many social media groups now. You don't even have to actually get the help in your classroom or at your school. You can go to social media now and join some groups and ask a few questions, and that could be your support group as well. There's a Facebook group called Teachers Ask Teachers. Join that. See what they're talking about. See if there are some questions that you can post that could be answered. There's also a teacher Instagram page, and I'm going to put these things in the show note. There's a few teachers. I'm going to the page right now. Few teachers that you can follow. I got some from elementary school to high school. And they have all kinds of expertise and resources and ideas you can use in the classroom. So definitely tap into that resource. But you know what's very important just for you to stay positive? Being positive, especially during the challenging moments. I go back to that, pout for a second if you need to. You set your timer 1 minute. Let me just, I can't stand him. What's happening? Why? Just go through your little 1 minute, right? And then let it go. Understand that building strong classroom community takes time. You've got to build a relationship with your students, right? So you're going to have a few setbacks and it's going to be okay. One important thing I think you should also do is reflect. I have a gratitude journal that I do each night, and it just helps me to think about my entire day. And in my entire day, I notice that there's always something in there about my work day, okay, something for me to be grateful for. When you reflect and think about the entire day, it really helps you look forward to the next day. So do some type of, order you a gratitude journal. There's several journals on Amazon. Have that ready so that you can just reflect. So remember, the beginning of the school year sets the tone for the rest of the academic term. Being prepared, building positive relationships, and staying flexible. Those are the important things. Surviving and thriving during the first days of school can set the tone for a successful academic year. So whether you're starting, you're a new teacher, congratulations, welcome to education, or you've been in the game for a minute, it's always good to prepare. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode on how to survive and thrive during the school year. One additional thing that I want to mention before we close this out, celebrate yourself. Okay, celebrate yourself. Celebrate your wins. Every week, celebrate the small ones, the big ones, but most important, people, keep thriving. Have a great week.